Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Regional news story for us right now. The California Supreme Court on yesterday, Thursday, upheld the state's 2018 law barring 14 and 15-year-olds from being tried as adults and sent to adult prisons even for serious crimes such as murder, arson, robbery, rape, or kidnapping. KALW's Ben Trefney has more.
The High Court found the law did not conflict with Proposition 57, approved by voters 2 years earlier, that allowed judges to decide whether young suspects should be tried in adult court. Five lower appellate courts previously found that there was no conflict, but a sixth appellate panel ruled in 2019 that SB 1391 was superseded by the ballot measure and therefore was unconstitutional. Opponents of the law argued that the state constitution says such ballot measures can't be changed by the legislature, only by another statewide vote. Proponents, including State Attorney General Javier Becerra, countered that the law furthers the intent of the ballot measure and is therefore valid. The ballot measure took decisions on whether to try youths as adults away from district attorneys and gave that power to judges. The ruling will save youths from much stiffer penalties that can be opposed in adult court. Youths convicted in juvenile courts can generally be incarcerated only until they reach 25. There's an exception that allows prosecutors to ask judges to hold offenders longer if release would endanger public safety. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is continuing to push to reopen more schools for in-class instruction, with a plan broadly outlining how the state will allocate vaccines to education workers. Last week, the Democratic governor announced that at least 10% of the state's vaccine supply would go to education workers. That translates to roughly 75,000 doses a week. Newsom has come under increasing political pressure to get California's public schools back open. The majority of the state's 6 million K-12 public school students have not been in a classroom since March 2020 due to the pandemic. California's powerful teachers unions have repeatedly said that teachers getting vaccinated is key to reopening classrooms. Newsom and lawmakers disagree.